Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Return to Love and Justice and is found in selected verses from Hosea chapter 11 and 12. Hosea prophesied at a time when some in Israel and Judah were doing well while others were being oppressed and shut out of the prosperity many were experiencing. He was a contemporary of Isaiah, and both of their messages centered around God's covenant relationship with his people. As we read this, we need to keep in mind the nature of relationships as they apply to covenants. Hosea compares the covenant relationship to that of a husband and his wife, and that of parents and their children. In both examples, one is faithful and the other unfaithful. The husband and the parent's love is steadfast and abides, but the wife and the child walk away from this love. The irony in it all is that what they seek to replace and fulfill the love they abandon with will never measure up or fulfill what they rejected. Everything they aspire to will only lead to disappointment and unfulfillment. How heartbreaking it is for those who love others, watch them ignore and walk away from their overtures of love. Though they forsake the covenant, God's love for them will not allow him to abandon them altogether. God knows that there are some who have not forsaken him and some who will return to him. Hosea describes the action and behaviors of those who have forsaken God as people who are eating the wind. No one can be filled, nourished, and satisfied by eating wind, but instead they will be empty. When people forsake God, everything else will leave them unfulfilled because they have abandoned the reason and purpose for their being and life. God is left with no choice but to punish his people according to their deeds. In the lesson text, God makes another appeal for them to return to the covenant and restore mercy and justice. They are called out for their dishonesty and plead of innocence. Yet God points to how he has nourished them and been there for them. He says their own blood shall be upon them. Much of the advancement and prosperity of many nations can be attributed, at least in part, to a healthy respect for God and in their society. As societies begin to distance themselves from religion and God, there is a corresponding rise in destructive behaviors resulting from feelings of unfulfillment, isolationism, and futility. Such was the case in Israel when Hosea prophesied, and they paid a high price for their choice. As such is the case today, if we fail to turn to love and justice in our society and to give God his proper respect. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.